So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And we are here with none other than the Bachelor himself. Joey, welcome to Happy Hour.
Glad to be here. How are you guys doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. Busy in New York right now. Got a lot of press going on, but
oh, are
good.
You?
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Damn.
I feel like we're in the same spot. Why aren't we together?
I was going to say, we should have come in person.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
I know. Next time. I feel like we'll see you again on this podcast.
Yeah, maybe. There's a good chance of it.
We were saying last time we had you on feels like forever ago now, because it was like before you even started filming, right after you got announced at Charity's AFR.
Yeah, that was actually a really long time ago. There's been a lot that's happened since then, obviously.
Hey, you feel like as a person, you're a little different?
Yeah, I think anyone changes and grows a little bit through this. I don't think I'm like a bad different. I think I've learned a lot and have had obviously a lot of experiences since then, but hopefully all good things.
You're affected though. You're
yeah. I was in it.
Joe's
I was
like, are you country. Traumatized? Just say it.
Traumatized isn't the word, but I had an experience, that's for sure.
Is it what you imagined?
Yeah, I think that a lot of it was what I imagined, but I'll be the first to admit that you honestly can't imagine it. Like, a lot of this is something that you until you're in it, you don't know exactly what it's going to be like, not only how you're going to react, but how the whole thing is going to play out. And some things were surprises. Some things were different than I could have imagined. But for overall, it was what I thought it could and was going to
be. I feel like the leads in with like a pretty similar mindset of like, I'm aware of the unknown. And they're usually pretty like bang on with that. But I feel like with the contestants, you see a lot of people come off and be like, I really thought I knew what I was getting myself into, because it's just that like ignorance is bliss kind of situation. Like, and they like have an idea of what they're getting themselves into. And then they come out and they're like, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. That was like completely different than what I could have expected.
For sure. I think it's definitely different for the contestant side.
Yeah.
You are getting, you're getting a lot of love, which well deserved. Did you talk to any of the prior Bachelors prior to coming on the show?
Yeah. I had a few people reach out and just kind of send me a message on Instagram when it was first coming out. And I, I've said it before, I think at other times, like I was pretty on my own path of like, you know what, I'm going to try to do it my way and not really try to hear how other people have done it. I learned very quickly that was a bad idea. I could talk to someone almost immediately and it would have helped because they understand it. There's only the people that have been through this get what it's like. And I've been able to since then talk to Ben Higgins a lot. He's someone that I've kind of bounced a lot of things off of. I'm close with Jason Tardik too. So he's been there to kind of give me some more advice on things just in the world in general. I am in no means thinking that I can figure this out on my own now. It's just a different thing. But Ben's been a really big part of it for me. He's been great.
Was there anything in particular you were like conscious of not doing? Like a
rule you set for yourself? Yeah.
Like Zach set the no sex rule, yeah, which fucking backfired
immediately. Right. Yeah,
I didn't talk anything about the sex rule. I stayed away from that as much as possible. I think what my overall general thing I tried to do was make sure my words had meaning. I didn't try to have something just come out of nowhere. Like you feel something, you just say it. Like I really tried to think through everything I was saying. And obviously that comes into play with the whole love conversation. And, you know, understand the difference of falling and the difference of falling in love and the difference of saying you're in love. Like this is the first time in my life I realized there's steps to that. And it makes sense when you go through it. But initially you're like, isn't it the same thing? But it's not. And being aware of how you say it and what you say, I think is really important. And you'll see, I tried to do the best I could to make sure that I did it correctly and just trusted what I felt. But yeah, I didn't have like a, this is the rule that I need to follow. I just, again, I wanted my words to have a lot of meaning behind them.
Do you feel like it got harder as you went on or easier as you went on to kind of like conjure emotions? Because I feel like on one hand, like in the beginning, I feel like I would be like very filtered almost and very conscious. And then as you get more comfortable with people and the feelings start to develop, I'd be like, yeah, I'll just say whatever I'm thinking. Or do you think like as you got down to the line, it was like, I have to be even more intentional with this?
Yeah, it's both, right? Because you get more comfortable. The feelings come out more naturally. You sink into it almost. And that's great. Like that, it makes it easier to express. But you know how real the feelings are too. So I was very aware of making sure that I was never leading someone on or sharing too much, or again, giving something that seemed like it was making promises that you can't make during this. So it was easier to be emotional and tell your true feelings, but I was definitely being aware of what I was saying because you just have to. You never want to give these women false hope. I think that's the hardest thing in this position is it's natural to because there are real feelings, but you have to remember that you can only choose one at the end if everything works out. And if you give false hope, you're gonna be hurting yourself later on.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it feel like having that responsibility of like having to like care for so many people's hearts and emotions throughout all of this?
Like you got a lot of weight on your back. It's a lot. I think that that was the part that I've tried to explain too, that the emotional side of it was probably the thing I didn't expect. I thought it'd be weird with like the physical cheating in your head where you're kissing multiple people, even though it's all understood. But the emotional part was the hardest thing, to be having these really in-depth, deep conversations, sharing parts of your life, opening up who you are as a person with multiple people. That's what felt most like cheating to me or in any way. And I know it wasn't because we all agree on it, but that mindset is what carries the weight, because it's a lot for all of them to be opening up, for me too. There's weight to it. There's no doubt there's weight to it.
Was there anything while you were on Charity Season as a contestant that you didn't quite understand, like her reasoning behind doing whatever it may have been, that you now kind of as the lead are like, okay, this makes sense, or maybe this is why, you know, she was a certain way?
100%. I think the biggest thing is not trying to understand why they have a connection. And that's, I know, broad, because I don't want to give individual people, but you always have that point where you're a contestant, like, how the heck do they like them? Or how is that growing into something? And you just don't see a lot. That people are different when they interact with you. They're different in different settings. You can't understand why there's a connection. And it's not your place to even understand why there's a connection. You should be focusing on your own. But I'll be the first to admit, when you're a contestant, you look at stuff and you're like, I just don't see how they're with that person, or they see something. And from being on the lead side, you can see how different it is. And it's really something that you should just be focusing on what you're doing at the time.
Yeah, I feel like that's so true. Like every contestant that's been on the show can relate to that. Like, I just don't understand like how those two are compatible, like how he's compatible with her, vice versa. But I think that's also the beauty in watching it back and being able to be like, oh, I see it now. Is that also, though, interesting for you to watch back and then see those people that you had all these romantic relationships with in the group setting in the house and kind of compare that?
Yeah, I saw the Canadian come out there when he said house too.
Did
I like
say
that.
House?
I love it. I love it. I think the other part is like I didn't see any of the interviews that the women were having. I didn't see the full dynamics. All of this is new for me too. And as we know, you only get a glimmer of all of it. You only get just little piece. So I know I'm never going to see the full extent of it. But yeah, it's always weird to watch out and realize, oh, wait, that was bigger than I thought it was. Or this actually wasn't that big of a deal. You can kind of see what the girls hold on to more and what they're kind of conversating about and what's going from week to week. Because at the end of the day, I was hoping that we didn't talk about a lot of the stuff going on in the house. We just focused on our own connection. But yeah, there's things you don't see that you do see now. And it's always interesting to watch back.
Do you have a favorite like one-on-one date? As far as like the experience,
Jasper is unbelievable. Jasper, yeah. Like both dates in Jasper, just because that place is gorgeous. Those dates were so cool. We had a very fun cultural date with like checking out the town with me and Kelsey A. And then the horseback ride, that was my first time on a horse with Daisy. So I think that week as a whole, as much as I love the Spain dates as well, I think those, all four of those dates, the Rhonda date was special. The flamenco date was really cool. And also the two Jasper dates, just because I think it was more the setting and the women I was with too, but it just was something about those dates just flowed. And I have nothing but great experiences on all four of those.
The bar date with
Joe, we just did a recap of this episode, the Jasper episode, the one that just aired.
Well, it was bullshit. You guys just were at a bar hanging out. I felt like
we were very envious of this date because we're like, this is like our typical Saturday. Like, how did they allow this? They're just playing pool in a bar?
Oh my God. I can't even tell you how great that day felt, because it was like, wow, we're just doing normal things. Like that was actually what you would do in Jasper, because it's a small town. You can't do anything else. You go to the local bar or local pub, grab a beer and go play pool. And like, it was amazing. That date was so fluid and natural to what it would feel like. And yeah, sometimes we do all these big and extravagant things. That day was so natural and it felt right.
Yeah, it was cool. It was the chillest date of the season, just because I feel like even when you're in Spain or you're still in this like different country, I mean, you're in Canada, but like, it's not that different.
Yeah. It felt a little bit like we're getting back to the normalcy of it all, but yeah, no, we had some beautiful spots, but Jasper was, I mean, that place is unbelievable. We also, you don't see it because I don't think we ever got a chance to capture it on camera, but we got to see the Northern Lights when we were there too.
No way.
Oh, that's cool.
Unbelievable. I've never seen something like that before. And we were just like, one night when we were finishing up, we look up and I'm like, oh, the sky's dancing. That's pretty cool. Like crazy.
That's unreal. That is so cool. Yeah, I didn't even know you could see them from there, if I'm being honest.
I apparently it's not a normal thing. Like they have it sometimes up when you get that high up in Alberta, but they just, that was the best one they said they've had in years too.
Really? Wow. So, you guys got very lucky.
Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. They're honestly, I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
As a lead, or just as yourself, what is more difficult? There's the situation of her basically opening up and you saying, like, I'm going to send you home, just not you, you know? Or Lexi's situation where it's like she sends herself home because you guys really aren't on the same timeline after the show, but like it's hard for you to even be able to say you could get there because you just don't know there's so many women left. So what is more difficult?
Whoa, that's a very like specific question. Wow.
Yeah, I like it though.
Yeah,
that's a good one too. I think the biggest thing for me is that this is just a personal, right? As me as a person, I struggle so much more with hurting someone and like giving a sense of rejection. So if it's a personal answer to me, I could understand where Lexi was coming from. I could understand why that was the thing. And I think we had a very grown up conversation about it. And there was mutual respect that as much as it hurt and it didn't feel like the right time for that to end, you can leave that and feel good about it. But with, you know, sending someone home and knowing that they still want something to be there, even though you can't quite see it, you feel that emotion more. And just with how I am, I feel for them and I feel for the whole situation in general, because it's not that they do anything wrong. It's just about me being honest. And it's the most honest thing I can do is send them home in that case. But it's hard. That never will feel good. And that will probably hold on me the most throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, man. I feel like, I don't know why, we've talked a lot about this on the podcast, but like the, and I know I already kind of asked you this, but just like the responsibility of having to take on so many of these women's stories and the emotions, I feel like, is a whole other level to being the lead that you guys just don't get enough credit for. Was there a breakup or like a rose ceremony that up until this point stood out as like one of the harder ones?
Yeah, I would say hands down Jasper. Just because those six women, I mean, it was great to know that when we got to that point that each of them had a one-on-one, right? So we've all had the ability to make real connections. It didn't feel like we didn't have enough time. It's just at that point, making decisions off of what you think is the strongest connection. It's not if you have a connection, it's which one's the strongest. So that one was the toughest just because, yeah, no one did anything wrong. You couldn't use time as an excuse. Just kind of came to the point where you have to make tough decisions. And at this point, that's hands down been the hardest rose ceremony and decisions that I've had to make.
Yeah, I can imagine it only gets harder every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, the next one will be harder, and so will the next, and so will all the way to the end. It doesn't get any easier. And you find that out also very quickly. You're like, wow, okay, they weren't lying. This isn't going to get any easier each week.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one more compare.
Do it.
Okay. I'm on a roll.
Do it, Joe.
These will definitely, these will flop at some point. Okay. When you were Joey on Charity Season, and I'm assuming there were guys in the house that may not, were like just on the show, right? They don't really have a connection with Charity. They're just kind of like there doing the show, but are just like there because like there has to be 30 of us, right? As a lead, do you sense that from any of the women? Like, I don't really like, yeah, like they're just kind of like there. They're not even like, there's no real feelings.
Yeah, that's tough, right? Because I think a lot of times with them just being there, that also comes with circumstances and you being able to have any time. I do feel lucky with this season in general. There was so many amazing women that when you start to have those conversations and you start to open up, you do make a connection. You do feel like they're not just there. But I'm sure some of the women will admit that they felt that way through this process because we just didn't have the ability to have more time to get to that. So you can kind of feel when there's someone that maybe isn't going out of their way to make the connection go any further. But I would say this season, it did feel like there was a lot of women that were invested, that were interested in making a connection. We just might not have had enough time to do it. But I know what you're talking about being on the contestant side. You can feel it a lot more when you're around them. When I was in the setting of seeing them, you know, you're on dates, you're in, especially in a group date, there's a lot of different dynamics going on that I try to pay attention to as much as I could, but it is hard. It is hard to catch all those cues that you can catch when you're a contestant.
Got it.
Yeah. I feel like a little bit about the drama in the house this season. I know you're going to get way more into it during the tell-all, but just watching it back, kind of what was that experience like for you?
It was tough. I'll be the first to admit it was tough because, you know, you don't see everything and you don't want to be quick to judge in any way. But it's hard to see that there was this much of a, like an issue, I guess you could call it, or just these girls that are kind of not getting along with one another. I think you saw it when I was in the two-on-one with Maria. I said, I'm not expecting you all to get along. I just want to create an environment that we can do what's most important, which is getting to know each other and not having this.
I loved when you said that, by the way, because that's just like such a like a true statement. Like, yeah, like not everyone's going to get along. Like, fucking deal with it. You know?
Yeah, it's so tough because I get it, because I've been on that side and I know how when you have all these things you're thinking about through this, like it's so natural to let things get in the way and to think about, well, why is this going this way and that way? But you have to go back to what's most important, which is you're trying to show who you are as a person and you're trying to get to know me as a person. Yeah. And if you can't be in an environment for that to feel natural, there's always going to be what could have been. And I don't feel that way. I felt like I did the best I could to get to know everyone that's there, but I'm sure some of the women might still feel that way because you let it get in the way of what could have been for them to be able to show me more of who they are. And that's the most difficult part to watch back with this drama is just how I could tell that it definitely got to the women. And why wouldn't it be? It's a tough environment to be in. But it's tough to see that it built to the point that it did.
Yeah. And I think, like, I agree with Joe. Like, your comment about it was perfect. Because at the end of the day, like, two women not liking each other is not a problem. The problem comes into play when it's affecting your relationships with them. And then it's like, okay, well, now we got to do something about this.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm the type of person that, like, I do believe if I'm supposed to find out, I will find out and it will happen. But I get why people want to bring up stuff, especially if it's something that's affecting you. And I will always say, I think everyone should be leading with kindness through this, because no one will understand what it's like to be through it. No one will see the whole story. I don't think it's fair to be crucial or any type of, you know, rude to any of these women, because it's so tough. But the hardest part is to see that you can tell it definitely got in the way of me being able to at least get to know some of these women better.
Yeah, we saw Zach on his season say, like, don't bring the drama in the house to me. Like, I remember one woman was like, stuff's going on, do you want to know? And he was like, I don't want to know. Well, I am going to tell you, actually. But did you at any point?
I feel like if I was the lead, I'd lie, say, bring it. I want the entertainment.
But you're a whole other situation. But did you, like, go into it? Like, obviously, I'm sure you had an idea there might be some drama. Did you go into it with any, like, this is how I want to handle it, or this is how I handle drama in, like, my everyday life if it arises, and this is kind of how I'm going to do it on the show? Or were you like, I'm just going to see what happens?
Yeah, I think it was a mix of both. I definitely, in life in general, you can see when I was on Charity season two, like, I run the other way. I don't want to deal with it. I would try as much as possible to not have it be a part of this. But you know it's going to come, and it's more about, I never wanted to feel like the woman couldn't bring something to me, or that I don't care about their opinion or feelings on something. But also, I didn't want it to be something if I didn't think it was fully necessary. So you can probably even see throughout when this was happening, I'm not going on a goose chase and asking, like, all these different women, like, what's going on, what's happening here and there. Like, unless someone brought it to me, I wasn't going to talk about it. But if they did, that's valid for them having their own emotions and their feelings. And I don't want to feel like I'm just going to dismiss them. But yeah, I was definitely not looking to talk about it if I could.
You weren't searching for it.
No, yeah. Would never. I think that drama is natural in life, but the more you can rise above it and ignore it, you tend to be a happier individual.
Let's cut to this week's episode. At the rose ceremony, we see you canceled the cocktail party. Why?
So the cocktail party canceling was mainly because the group date after party, we had very long conversations. I felt really good. I know you can't see it all, but I felt really good where I was at, and I thought I had a good idea. The only conversation I didn't feel like I fully had closure on was Maria's conversation, because it did get derailed from what I thought it was going to be. So it's kind of hard to be like, I want to have a cocktail party for everyone, even though you want that more time, when I felt like I pretty much knew what I thought I needed to do, but I needed to talk through something with Maria to make sure I understood where she was at. So it's definitely a difficult situation, but I don't want to have those conversations and again, possibly give someone false hope. If I felt like from that last group date party we had enough of the conversation that I thought I had an idea of what was coming next, but it was tough. I wish I could have maybe talked to everyone, but it just kind of wasn't in the cards for how that night ended up.
Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. Honestly, I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs, and I'm ready to go. I'm alert, and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Exactly what I thought.
If Maria had given you a different answer, did you have like a plan B in mind of what you might have done?
That's a tough one because I would never want any of the women to feel like a plan B either.
No,
right?
Totally.
I think the biggest thing for me was I was pretty sure I knew where she was at, but I needed to hear it. And if she said something differently, for all I know, I might have been like, you know what? Cocktail party's back on. Like, I had no idea what I was going to do because I had a good feeling that I knew where Maria was at. I think she'll admit sometimes too that she struggles at explaining things when there's heightened emotions. And that was what happened at the end of our conversation we had during the date party. But I didn't really have a plan B yet because I thought I kind of knew what was going to happen in that conversation.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
So now you're about to go into hometowns and you're about to meet their parents. Are you nervous or are you kind of like, I'm the bachelor? Like, what I say goes.
Heck yeah, I'm nervous. If I ever walk into the house and say, I'm the bachelor, like you just did, Joe, kick me off. That's terrible.
This is my show.
I'm the bachelor. I'm good. No, I was nervous. I think that I always, you know, I think that a family's blessing is such a big deal. It's a weird type of blessing to ask because I always kept saying through it, like, I can't promise anything. I'm in a rare position where I can't tell you what's going on fully. I can't promise anything, but I'm going to sit here in front of you and tell you why I think your daughter's special and why I think there's a chance this could work out at the end. And I just want to hear your thoughts. So that was my mindset going into every single conversation. Don't try to act like you haven't figured it out. Don't try to be the person to prove to them that you're the person for their daughter. Just show who you are as a person to understand it's a very rare situation. And all I'm asking is for understanding and maybe a little bit of respect at the end of the day, but that's earned. And I walked into every house wanting to earn that, not expecting it in any way.
What's like the scariest thing going into hometowns for you? Like, what is the worst case scenario that's playing in your head?
I think anyone that's been to that point can understand how good things are going for a lot of the relationships at that point. You might be hitting the best point possible. Like, you're seeing something grow. You're seeing something get to the point like, wow, this might actually work. I was so deathly afraid for hometowns being steps back. So I won't talk about the specific relationships of why that would be the case, but there were definitely moments going in where I was like, this is going so well. I am deathly afraid of something going wrong and us not moving at the same trajectory that we were. And I think anyone would feel that because you understand how important it is with family for yourself, for them, especially. It could be a deal breaker. And yeah, I just didn't want to take steps backward in the relationships I could see were really starting to progress.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a good Makes answer. Sense. I was just going to say, like, if a parent, like, yelled at me or something, yeah. like, that would be my worst case scenario.
That too. Of course, that.
I want to take it back for a second, if you don't mind, to Montreal. I feel like that's the most emotional we've seen you this season on your own, like, versus, like, within the context of a relationship. What was going through your mind during that point, and what kind of got you to that place of feeling so emotional?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of things. I think obviously the first step of it was I was tired. It was getting to that point where things were kind of piling on top of each other, and you feel drained emotionally, physically, all of that. And I didn't want to hide that because, again, I'm not going to try to be that guy that walks in being like, I'm good, it's fine. Because I think it's more important to be honest on where you're having difficulties. But I think the most important reason why I was emotional and vulnerable is because, as anyone knows from the contestant side, just like a lead, your insecurities start to come out when things start to get serious. And that was the week, as you could tell, that a lot of the women were starting to feel things on their own. Conversations were coming. I could feel they were coming, even though they didn't start yet that week because it was the beginning of the week. You could just feel that the next step of where the next conversation was going to be was going to be deep and emotional and personal, and why they have feelings, if they have feelings. So I think I just felt the pressure and the weight of that week. And when I started off, I didn't know if I could handle that pressure and that weight because I was trying to get back to feeling good myself for that moment. For lack of a better explanation, I was having an off day and I got caught on camera with it. So that's really what it was. And I tried not to hide away and like shy away from sharing it.
Yeah. My season didn't travel. Like, the jet lag would kill me.
That was a long trip. That was because we just did obviously two stints in a row in Europe, and then we had that long trip back to Montreal, and we had a little bit of a break, but I think all the women will admit too that that was one of the toughest weeks because it was a big travel after just spending time in Europe too. So you can always use that as an example. I think it triggers something when you get a little more tired, but that was a tough week. That was maybe one of the most emotional you'll see me through this whole process was that week. I kind of expected it. I lived it. I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Last question. We don't know if this whole thing works out for you, right? But as the lead going through this, like, you can't be 100% it's going to work out. But like, what percentage wise do you feel like it's going to work out to it not working out?
Like 70% work out, 30% not going to work out.
Yeah, at this stage right now, I think I was more, I think you're right on the point. I think it was more like at this point going to the hometowns, I was probably 70-30, 80-20 because I could see the relationships were getting there. But we haven't got to the point of anyone expressing that they're actually in love with me. If there's real feelings, if they could see a future, because those conversations come later on. And during it, I think that what you're feeling is it going to keep progressing? Because it is right now, but is it going to get there? So there's always going to be that 20 to 30% of doubt until you know someone feels the same way that you might feel.
Yeah.
Got it.
Going into hometowns, we know that your hometown date wasn't necessarily the smoothest hometown date of the season.
Uncle Joe, shout out Uncle Joe.
Shout out Uncle Joe. How did you feel like going into these hometowns, and what did you kind of learn from your experience as a contestant with someone that, had a little bit of conflict at their hometown?
I think I learned not to judge completely off of the hometown because there's so many dynamics and things that might affect if it goes well or not. And definitely to be willing to ask questions. If I felt any any kind of pushback from a family member, I would want to learn and ask more about why, because I think that it's important to understand it and not just go with how they're feeling. Because I can speak from experience, the reason why my uncle was pushing so much or why he was unsure is because he was protecting me and making sure I felt that way, and wanted to, you know, to really feel out the person that I could possibly end with, because that was the last time he was going to see her if that was the case. So intentions were there. He just was a little rough around the edges with how he did it. And I know other family members could be that way too. So I guess what I took in was just to make sure I asked a lot of questions and wasn't quick to judge if I felt something a little off.
Yeah. And I feel like with context, it does make so much sense about like that dynamic with your uncle and why he was like, look, I'm not here to put like my best foot forward. Like, I'm here to get some answers. And like, if that means I've got to be like really direct and maybe not come across as like smooth or warm, like that's not my problem, which like, I kind of like respect that approach.
Yeah. There's got to be one family member that pushes a little harder. There's got to be someone that's like, I'm going to check this person a little bit. And like, you'll see that through this. There always is someone that does that. And yeah, it's part of it.
What are you most looking forward to with the tell-all?
You know what? I don't know if I've really thought through what I'm looking forward to most. I think one of the biggest things that I will look forward to is honestly seeing the women again and actually knowing how they're feeling. You're in a rare spot as a lead that as much as you are doing your best, you have a very big influence on how someone's experience is. So I'm interested to hear about how these women look back on it. I know they have their own things that they're going to want to talk through on their own. But I think I am looking forward to hearing their takes and their thoughts on not just me, but the whole experience in general. And I know I can't do anything about that now, but it is kind of interesting to hear what their thoughts are, because you can only think what they felt when they left, but they might have something they still want to say. And yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm sure it'll be good TV.
Tell us like the ultimate debrief.
It's going to be my first tell-all too, which I'm excited about. Like, I didn't get to go and tell all the parents.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's my first feel for all of it. As much as it's different as a lead, like, I don't even know what these things are like. So I'm excited to see it finally.
Just
that's crazy. Oh, my God.
If I were you, I would just take a shot before I went out there and have fun.
Yeah, get a good night's sleep the night before. It's just they're long, but they're good. You'll have a good time.
Yeah, that's all you can do, Joe. Just take a shot before you get out there and take it.
Okay, Joey, thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Look forward to seeing you guys soon and talking more.
All right. Thank you. And to all our listeners, thank you for staying tuned in to Happy Hour. We appreciate you, and we will have new episodes every week.
Yep. We have more recaps and exclusive interviews coming to you. So be sure to subscribe, and thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.